homes this morning. Appreciate the young folks. And it's been a while since I heard that song, Brother Aiken, He Is I Am. I remember it. And I'm glad that He is the great I Am. You know, Moses went up on the mountain and God made him there and in the burning bush.
Yeah.
And he told him to take off the shoes off his feet because he's on holy ground. And he wanted him to go. He mad at him and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt that was held in bondage there. And he said, Lord, when they asked me, what is your name? What shall I tell
them? Yeah.
He said, I am that I am. You tell them that I am has sent you. Amen. I'm glad He is the great I am this morning. Amen. I desire your prayers. I'll just be led by the Lord this morning. I've had a thought upon my heart here for the last couple of weeks. It's been on my heart, and I don't know exactly how I'm going to go from it exactly, but I just know enough for the right about mind of the Lord that when God places something on your heart to read, you just go, and the Lord brings it to you sometimes.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes I can pretty well line out and know some things, but sometimes I don't. You bet. I remember preaching a funeral one time, and it ain't been that long ago. And it's been a couple of years ago, I guess. And I don't know if that man was saved or not. Only God did. But he died in a bad way. And I know there's other pastors that was there. And one said, well, they thought, well, and thinking how, you know, boy, it's long we're going to be praying for you. Amen. Amen. I said, well, I appreciate it. And I know they're studying, and I was too, but how am I going to do this? And God had just put some scripture on my heart. And I thought, well, Lord, I'm just going to read that. Amen. God began to do the rest. Amen. I'm glad when we're obedient to the Lord, God does the rest. Ain't you?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. How many loves the Lord say amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're a little quiet. That's all right. I'm like Brother Richard. That's all right. Good time to sow seed. Amen. But if you got your Bibles and want to turn and read with us, I'm going to be coming out of the book of Hebrews, first of all, 11th chapter. And I've preached from this chapter many times, and I keep finding things, amen, that stick out to me. And I'll probably read maybe another place or two here in just a few minutes. But I love reading about these heroes of faith. This is the Heroes of Faith chapter, Hebrews chapter 11 is. And it tells about a lot about faith. You know, it said in the first verse, it said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Well, I'll tell you, amen, we want a good report card, we'll have some faith. Amen. We'll have faith which works by love. I just want to call your attention there maybe to the 8th verse. We'll probably start reading right there, God being our helper. But I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. A lot of places we could have been, amen, but I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. But I'll start reading there in the 8th verse, and very familiar probably to most of you. But he said, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether that he went. By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and with Jacob, the heirs of him, of whom of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and whose maker is God. He said, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of the child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. He said, therefore sprang there even of one of him as good as dead, so many as the stars are in the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. He said, these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed them that they were strangers and pilgrims upon the earth. Amen. I want to stop right there. Amen. Just for a few minutes. Amen. But the thought that the Lord has laid on my heart, amen, is pilgrims and strangers. Amen. Yeah. The pilgrims. Amen. And I want to look maybe over into Genesis. Amen. Real quick, like, amen, chapter 47, I think it is. Amen. And read here just a little bit about Jacob. Amen. And what he had to say to Pharaoh. And I'll start at the first verse. I know I can read there maybe the last couple of verses, but it sort of gives us a good outline on what he was thinking this morning. On chapter 47, the first book of the Bible. And this, you know, I like to go to where I'm looking at the dates of these things. And, you know, this was some 1,700 years before Christ. You know, we look at B.C., amen, and A.D., amen. And we use those dates like we, in 2022 right now, that is the year of our Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's amazing how folks acknowledge God, but they still don't want to acknowledge God,
yeah,
Brother Eric.
Yeah.
Amen, but they do anyways. It said, then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, my father and my brother and their flocks and their herds and all they here are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took some of his brethren, even five men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, what is your occupation? And they said unto Pharaoh, thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. They said moreover unto Pharaoh, for to sojourn in the land are we come. For thy servants have not pasture for their flocks, for their famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore, we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land make thy father and thy brethren to dwell. And in the land of Goshen let them dwell. And if thou knowest any man of activity among them there that make them rulers over my cattle. And Joseph brought in Jacob his father. And I like this. And Jacob brought in his father, Jacob his father, and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, how old art thou? And Jacob said unto him and to Pharaoh, the days and years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of the life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers and of the days of their pilgrimage. Amen. We see here, amen, that the patriarchs, the Bible says, and the heroes of faith, amen, the Bible says that they, amen, in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13, he said they were strangers and pilgrims in the land. Amen.
Yeah.
They were strangers and pilgrims in the land. For they that say such things declare plainly in verse 14 that they seek a country.
Yeah,
amen. That they seek a country. And said, truly, if there had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country.
Amen.
That is in heavenly. Where for God is not ashamed to be called by their God, for he hath prepared for them
Amen.
A city. Praise the Lord. He said, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, that he had received the promise, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in like figure. Amen. So they professed plainly, amen, they professed plainly, amen, that they sought a country. For the Bible said, for they look in verse 10, for they look for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and whose maker was God. Amen. They look plainly for a city that had foundations. And amen, one thing I got to noticing, amen, about this verses up here, the Bible said by faith in verse 9 that Abraham sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Jacob, amen, and with the heirs of the same promise. So the Bible says he dwelt in the land of promise. He dwelt in the land of the things that were promised. They dwelt in the land of the blessing they were to inherit, the things that they would adhere to. Amen. But they were strangers in that land. Certainly this morning they were pilgrims, amen, in a strange land this morning. You know, I'm glad this world is not my home, ain't you?
Amen.
I'm glad this world, amen, is not the place where I plan on staking down my stakes all the way. A lot of folks are busy this day and time. They're driving their stakes awful deep, amen, in the things of this world, in the things of this life, and amen, and the things that it does, the things that it has. But I tell you, folks, if, amen, the Bible said if a man gained the whole world and loses his own soul in the end, what has he profited this morning? Amen. What has he profited today?
Amen.
Amen. He has profited nothing this morning. This has been on my heart, though. I know the last couple of weeks, and amen, I know this last week, and they called me there Sunday at our church here, and said, Robbie, said, can you hold Mike's funeral? Amen. We need to go do it Wednesday down there on the graveside, and you and Brother Greg Jenkins are going to hold it. And I said, yeah, I said, that'd be fine. Amen. And Brother Greg had talked to Mike many times, and amen. And we got down there, and they said, you know, it may be a little late. Amen. And getting there, he had another funeral he had to do the same day. Amen. And you know, there's a lot of things like that that's around, amen, in the land which we live. And a lot of things that are around, amen, us seem like every week, amen, something happens, something bad happens. Someone passes away. Someone's getting ready to pass away. And, amen. But you know, that's part of life this morning. And those things. But you know what this morning, folks, I'll tell you today, amen, I'm glad this morning this world is still not our home this morning.
Amen.
It's not our home. It's not a place. We like to have a good life. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
The Lord said it's the Father's good pleasure, amen, to give you the kingdom. It's the Father's good pleasure,
amen,
to bless you. It's the Father's good pleasure, amen, to see that you prosper. And Abraham was a prosperous man, Brother Hurricane.
Yeah.
We read about how that, amen, he had sheep and goats. He had, amen, and oxen and camels. He had all these treasures. And he had all these things. And even went, even his men went to war one time and to fight another king. And, amen, that king wanted to give him, amen, a lot of his money. And Abraham said, no, said, I don't want your money, amen, lest that you'd say that you're the one that made Abraham rich. But it wasn't you that made Abraham rich. Amen, it was the God of heaven that made Abraham rich. I mean, I suppose Abraham, if he was alive this day and time, would be considered probably a billionaire. But you know what? Amen. It wasn't about this morning what he had. It's about what he had and possessed in the Lord. That's what meant the most to Abraham this morning.
Amen.
That's what really shined out to him. Amen. This morning. It wasn't that, amen, that, that he had things. He said that, amen, that God had promised him and showed him. He showed him all the promise. Said, I'm going to take you to this land. It's the land of Israel. today in Israel still, they have never possessed all of their land. And amen, still to this day they never have. But one day they will. Amen. One day they will. Abraham, he dwelt in that land. He dwelt in that land along with Isaac, along with Jacob. They dwelt in that land, but they were still strangers. Amen, in that land. Amen. Bible says in verse 10, for they looked for a city, amen, which hath foundation, whose builder and whose maker was God. They looked for a better things. Amen. Jacob even told Pharaoh. Pharaoh brought him in. Amen. Said, have the best land in Egypt. Well, that's a pretty good deal. Amen. The land of Goshen, well watered. Amen. Have plenty of grass for their flocks and for their livestock and all that. And it was a good place to be here on this earth. Probably one of the better places that could even be found upon the earth. And amen. And they had this. They go and take the better part of Egypt. So they just can stay there. Amen. This morning, but you know, this morning Joseph said, or Jacob said that. Said, you know, the years and the life, amen, of my pilgrimage, amen, have been short and they've been evil yeah. this morning, amen. And there have been a lot of things that have taken place this morning. Said, but you know what? This word of Job said is full of trouble. Someone said, well, preacher, Brother Robbie, you sound awful doomsday this morning. No, it's not doomsday this morning. I'm glad. You know, the Bible says, amen, to be glad. When we fall into divers temptations and divers trials, you'll have trials in this life. If we think this morning, amen, that we won't have trials, we're fooling ourselves, we're kidding ourselves. But he said, take joy in it, for I have been of good comfort. He said, because I have overcome the world, amen.
Amen.
I have overcome the world. But I thought, amen, I went down there and amen, and I hadn't been to that graveyard in 30 years. It was 1992, I think it was. Amen, when Larry and Kidney, amen, we buried them in the same casket. And there was their daddies right there. Amen, and there were their graves, amen. And they had Mike's ashes, they wanted to put it right in between them. I held it in one of the funerals. Amen, and they put them right there. Amen, I thought, well, boy, that's... And he had made a profession. He had made it to, amen, he had made it to Greg. He told Greg, he said, Greg said, I'm ready to go. He said, I'm ready to meet the Lord. He said, I know I've done a lot of bad things. He said, I ain't lived a good life. He said, but I've made things right with the Lord. Amen. And Greg said, well, that's good. Amen. And I got the same testimony. Amen. His sister told me, did Brother Robert come down and pray with you? He said, yeah. I said, did he come see? He said, yeah, he come see. He said, well, said, did he pray with you, Mike? He said, yeah. I said, he prayed with you. He said, but I ain't been baptized. She said, well, said, I'll take care of that. And she went and got her a cup of water. Amen. She said, and I sprinkled him good. Amen. I said, there. I said, now you're baptized. I said, that's what I do. You know, the Bible says this morning, amen, with the heart man believeth the righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation.
Amen.
We're saved by trusting in the Lord this morning. Somebody say amen right there. We're saved by trusting in the Lord. Amen. Water baptism just shows us where, amen, that what we've laid off the old man, we've put on, amen, a new man this morning. Amen. And but I thought, my goodness, amen, and all these things are taking place. And I thought about, amen, the little baby. Amen. And how that, amen, and God held that little thing. And how Rebecca had kept it. And she had on her voicemail. She called her up, tell her she loved her. And little three-year-old girl. Amen. And one of her prayers, she prayed every night. Amen. She prayed every night before she'd go to bed. Amen. And she'd pray. And this is a prayer she'd pray. Amen. Do all that God wants you to do.
Yeah.
Amen. And do all that God wants you to do this morning. And raise them right. Amen. And sometimes you just wonder why things happen. Amen. How many has ever wondered that?
Yeah.
Amen. why does things happen? Why does bad things happen? Amen, to good people. I like the way Adrian Rogers puts it. Amen, why does, amen, good things happen to bad people? There's none good.
Yeah.
No, not one. Amen. I tell you, folks, there's a lot of uncertainty in life. Amen, but there's a lot of blessings in life this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, amen, to be careful for. Amen, but there's a lot of things, amen, to look forward to. Abraham knew. Amen, and Jacob knew, and Isaac knew. Amen, that there's in this world, but they knew there's a lot of trouble in it. But they knew one thing, that one day after a while, amen, there'd be a better place of coming one day after a while. Amen. Praise the Lord. D.C. Robinson, I'd make a wooden Indian shout. Amen. Now, I went around there, and Brother Rick was down there Monday night. We went around there, and
yeah.
Amen. See, Ethan and Hannah, we went down there, and they went with me. And we stood up, and the line was coming out there at the parking lot. Amen. I mean, out amongst the cars. Amen. To go in. Amen. To give their condolences. Amen. Well, you know what? And that means a lot. Amen. Yeah. Thank God. Amen. That means a lot. And went around there, and amen. And folks wondered, you know, and you wonder, and you think, well, how can anyone like that have strength, amen, to hold up this morning? Amen. I tell you, folks, we don't never know what we might go through, amen. We don't never know. We can do everything right. We can do everything like it ought to do. Amen. My cousin, amen, Darrell, loved the Lord and was a strong Christian, strong in the faith, born again, and had a sweet wife and two young boys, and amen. And boy, last time I talked to him, he had talked to him about the concerns in his church and things that they was giving this pastor. They thought what they. He said, "Rob said, Brother Harris said they just give him a hard time. Said some of them just give him a hard time. Said he's doing such a good job. He preaches the word. Said but they give him a hard time. He knew how to pray." Amen, for God's being this morning. Amen, and that's the last time that I talked to him. Amen, the next news I got, he had got killed, amen, by a big old log about that big around. Amen, it fell on him. That's the last words I heard. You wonder, oh, why does things happen? Amen, but God knows all things. Amen. Praise the Lord, we serve a living God this morning. How many know we serve a living God? Say amen.
Amen.
We serve a living God. Amen. He's not a God of the dead, but he's a God of the living.
Amen.
Amen. And those that be in Christ, amen, though they may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, amen, we don't have to fear no evil.
Amen. Amen.
We don't have to fear what tomorrow may bring. We know who holds tomorrow. We know who holds our hand.
Amen.
That's the comfort that we have in the Lord. That's the comfort that I have. That's the comfort we walk with. Amen. I ain't through yet. Amen. But he said, amen, they haven't seen these promises afar off. Amen. He said they embraced them. They were persuaded by them. Amen. And they confessed them this morning. Boy, I'll tell you, amen, we need to confess the Lord sometime. Amen. We don't know why things happen. A lot of folks. And I'm going to tell you something else this morning. Now listen, hey man, a lot of time, hey man, we've been talking about this a little bit. You know, it's when some things happen sometimes, I mean, we're put to the test. Some folks want to turn bitter on the Lord.
Amen.
They want to turn bitter. I was down there at Mike's funeral there, where Wednesday, hey man, they buried his ashes and we sung songs and amen. And I said a few words. Brother Greg said a few words. And amen. And read scripture. Comfort the family. Amen. The best we could. And I was talking to one of his niece there. And some of you may know her. I don't know. But she said, Ross said, there's been a lot of hurt feelings. Said, there's a lot of bitterness. Said, I have a lot of bitterness into my heart. Amen. I have a lot of bitterness. Things that's been said. Things that's been done. Amen. I have a lot of bitterness. You know, the devil, a lot of times, amen, when we don't understand some things, amen, like we ought to, he'll cause us to be bitter. Amen.
Amen.
He'll cause bitter. The Bible says, amen, he warns us about roots of bitterness springing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me tell you, amen. And she was speaking from her heart, but she told me she had tears in her eyes. She's telling me, she just spilled her heart out to me. And I said, look, that don't hurt nobody but you. Amen. A lot of folks, we've talked about this here the last few days, you know, a lot of folks will try to get angry with the Lord and get bitter at the Lord when something bad happens. Amen. But that don't help things. That's a trick. That's another trick of the devil. Amen. The devil. Amen. Tries to show. Or he'll get you to lose confidence and to give up. Amen. To just lay down the faith. Amen. So one fellow said to me one time, amen, and I'd had some troubles. Amen. And I tell you, you go through some family troubles like I've had. And, you know, they said, Ross, sir, I admire you. I said, well, thank you. He said, reason I admire you, said, things you've been through, said, you've hung in there. Said, you kept on going. I said, well, what else am I going to do? Amen. What else am I going to do? I thought, well, Lord, when you go through troubles, you go through trials, you don't separate yourself from God. You draw near to the Lord. Amen. You draw near to God. But being pilgrims, amen. We know what pilgrims is. The Bible said we're pilgrims this morning. Amen. A pilgrim, amen, sort of, they're on a voyage. They're on a mission. They're moving about. They got a job to do. Amen. I have to look a little bit about that up. Amen. We're coming from Thanksgiving. Amen. How many knows what Thanksgiving's about?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The pilgrims come across. We call them pilgrims. Mm-hmm. Sailed across 66 days, I think it was. Amen. To get here. Amen. In search. Amen. Of freedom. That they may worship freely this morning. Amen. Yeah. They's bound to the Church of England. If you was in England, you had to be a joiner of the Church of England. Amen. But they come over here and they landed there on Plymouth Rock. Amen. And they were pilgrims. Amen. They were pilgrims. They confessed that they were pilgrims. Amen. And the next year they planned, they wanted to evangelize. Amen. People over here, they wanted to spread the gospel. They wanted to tell people about the Lord and what the Lord could do. Boy, I'll tell you, amen, like Brother Donald said many times, there's a bunch of men of the Lord, a lot of preachers got together, amen, and made, amen, and formed out and hammered out, amen, the Constitution of the United States. And boy, I'll tell you, amen, it's because of the blessing of the Lord that we are what we are this morning.
Yeah.
And it come by pilgrims. Amen, this morning. Jacob said the years of my pilgrimage, amen, have been few and they've been evil. Amen. And boy, I'll tell you this morning, when they come across, amen, and they come across on the Mayflower and they planted their feet over here, amen, they come to spread the gospel. Amen. They come to preach the word. They come to tell folks about the Lord. Amen. About a better place. This was a good place. And amen. And I tell you, I wouldn't want to live in any other place other than the United States of America. But brother, when they come here, they had a message to carry, and they left all that they had. Boy, I'll tell you, amen, God's got a job for us to do this morning. And amen, and being a pilgrim, being a stranger, amen, in a strange land this morning, this world, amen, is certainly not our home this morning. Amen.
Amen.
But we seek one.
Amen.
Amen. We seek one to come. Praise the Lord. Amen. We wonder how folks go through things, how they get through things. Amen. And how we all do. Amen. It's by the faith that we have in the Lord this morning.
Amen.
You know, they look for a city. Amen. The Bible says, amen, having had foundation this morning. So for they that seek such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Amen. I want to look Amen. In Revelation chapter 21. Amen. I thought about that, and I was thinking about this message and praying about it. Amen. And thinking about the things that, amen, that we, amen, this life, oh, we don't never know what might be around tomorrow. Amen. We don't know. I thought about Hannah. Amen. Little Hannah here. She, Rebecca said that she sat right here in this church. We had a revival this year. She sat right over there. Amen. And she went in there with Rebecca. And her brother said, you know, Rebecca said, I believe I'm going to lose one of my children. Amen. But I'm telling this for faith reasons this morning. Amen. Rebecca said, well, so there ain't nothing comes to us unless it goes through God this morning. Amen. But you know, the Bible says they suck for a city. Amen. And the Bible says in Revelation 21, and I talked to her, I said, one day in a while, and it won't be long, you'll be together. We'll all be together in the Lord. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Those that die in the Lord this morning. He said, and I saw, amen, I saw a new heavens and a new earth. Amen. This is what Abraham was looking for. And it's still not come yet. Amen. Now folks, the Bible's give us prophecies, things that we know about, things that's been prophesied and told us about. It's told us that Jesus would come and he would be born, amen, of a virgin birth, and amen, and that he would die the death that he did there on the cross. We know all these things, and I tell you, if they come about, this is going to come about too one day. Wow. Amen. He said, and I saw, amen, said, I saw a new heavens and a new earth, for the first heavens and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And said, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride is adorned for her husband. And said, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and shall be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, and neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, said, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Boy, that's comforting to know. Amen. He said, write, because these words are true and faithful. I'm glad, amen, the Lord this morning, amen, has a better way. You know, we might live to be 100 years old. We've got folks that live to be 110, 112 years old. But you know what? That's just a drop in the bucket, amen, to what eternity is. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to fathom what eternity means this morning. But boy, yeah. Amen, being right with the Lord is the most important thing that we can do this amen. Morning. Amen. Being where God would have us to be. The Bible says they dwelt as pilgrims. Amen. This world is not my home. Amen.
Yeah.
For save the grace of God, this world is not our home. Amen. We're just passing through, whether we want to or not, whether we realize it or not. Amen. We're all passing through. Amen. Amen. The Bible says it was appointed to man. Amen. Once to die, and after that, the judgment. But you know, in this new place, amen, this is what Abraham looked for. This is what Jacob looked for. Amen. And they embraced, they followed after. Amen. And said that, amen, they looked for a city. They declared plainly, amen, that this world is not our home. Amen. But we seek for a better country. Amen. Wherein dwelleth righteousness, where there be none of these things. And amen. Yeah. You know, the Bible says this morning, amen, that when the Lord rose from the grave, and amen, said many of the saints rose with him. Amen. And went with him this morning. Amen. Because this morning that he was the resurrection, they had trusted, amen, in the man that was the resurrection. And amen, he had brought that about, but one day, amen, and I don't think it'll be too awful long, amen, these things are going to come down, amen, from God out of heaven, and God said, I'll make all things new this morning, amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad you saved this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Ain't you glad he made the way?
Amen.
Amen. When there was no way, he made the way. He said, let not our hearts be troubled. Amen. I get troubled sometimes. We have burdens sometimes. We have family things that happens. Amen. Or job things that happen. Maybe, amen, situations come up. They begin to try and trouble, amen, our soul. We do the best we can with them. And, amen, we pray about them. But you know what? Amen. Jesus this morning, amen, he is the ultimate way this morning. Amen. If all else fails, amen, I'm glad he's still on the throne. Amen. We don't know what tomorrow may hold. Amen. We don't know. Amen. But I know one thing. Amen. I talked to little Hannah down there. She said, you know, said, I don't believe it'll be long before the Lord comes. Amen. She just hugged and said, I don't believe it'll be long before the Lord comes. Amen. I thought, my goodness. Amen. Where she got her faith at this morning. Yeah. Where she got her trust at this morning. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you. Amen. When it gets right down to it, amen, our faith will be tried. Ain't nothing no good, amen, unless it's tried. Amen.
Yeah.
When the goings get tough, the tough get gone. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of folks, amen, this day and time, they want to be a fire-weathered friend. Boy, as long as things going good, they're on board. Amen. As long as things are weather's fire, boy, they're all right. Amen. If your little storm come, amen, or you let trials come and you see what happens. Well, the Lord's the same way. Amen. He wants to see who's going to stick with him, who ain't this morning. Amen. He wants to see who sticks with him today. But he were pilgrims. Amen. They were pilgrims and strangers. Amen. They were sojourners. Praise the Lord. You know, I think about, and I'm going to come to close here in just a few minutes. I think about a lot of these that's going to form mission fields. God never called me to form mission fields. If he did, I would have went. Amen. God ain't called me to that. But he has, folks, and I commend them for it. That's the job they've got them to do.
Yeah.
Amen. But I realize, Eric, mine and your job, amen, it's as important as, amen, their job is.
Amen.
Their job is just, and your job is just as important as what theirs is this morning. But we've all got a job to do. We've all got a, amen, we're all pilgrims in a strange land this morning. Folks, I tell you, amen, it's good to have things, good to enjoy things God wants us to. Amen, but whether I have a little or whether I have a lot, amen, it's all good. Paul said, amen, I've learned to be content with food and raiment this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
What I can get, well, as long as what I have, amen, to get me by, amen, I'm good. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, folks, when you begin to look and realize that, amen, the things of this world, Jesus said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. Amen. The things that he's prepared. And, you know, we look at things now, and they're beautiful. They look good. But they're temporal. Amen. They're temporal. The Bible says they'll melt with fervent heat. Amen. They're temporal. But the things that God does is eternal this morning. Amen. I'm glad I'm just a pilgrim, ain't you?
Amen.
I'm glad I'm just passing through. Amen. We're just passing through this morning. This world is not our home. I think about that song Brother Donald sung. Amen. This morning. Amen. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to read you that in page 27 right there. Amen. Mansion on the Hilltop in the last verse. He said, don't think me poor or deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged. I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp, and a crown. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I thought, my goodness. Boy, he couldn't have put that on my nail right on the head as good as what I was on my heart this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. I thought, boy, that makes me feel good. Amen. And I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a harp and a crown. Amen. laying up treasures in heaven. Boy, I'll tell you, you got to have some faith to lay up some treasures in heaven. Amen. There's things to work for in heaven. Amen. Folks are so busy. Amen. Making plans to stay. Brother, I'll tell you, I'm making plans to go one day in a while. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. Amen. I want a mansion, a harp, and a crown. Praise the Lord this morning. I'm glad there's things in heaven we're going to have this morning. Well, said there's going to be no big eyes, no little U's up there. I know that. Amen. But I tell you, there's things you can work for. Amen. And God is going to honor you with this morning.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I may teach on that one day. Amen. The different crowns. Amen. There's five crowns the Bible speaks of. Amen. To be one. Boy, there's a lot of deeper treasures in the Word of the Lord than what we even realize this morning. There's things that look, amen, that's worth looking into. Amen. We don't even realize what we got. Boy, I'll tell you, I love the benefits. Amen.
Amen. Serve
the Lord this morning. You don't get a job, we talk about your fringe benefits. I went to working down at Nissan, and amen, they went through 2 weeks of orientation. Them just telling you all the things that you was entitled to, you had help with. And amen. And that wasn't even the half of it. You know, amen, like being a veteran. You know, Renee said her son the other day, I guess it's Friday, said went to one of the restaurants down there, and they gave him a free steak because he's a veteran. Amen. I'll tell you, there are benefits in being a Christian this morning.
Amen.
There are benefits. You might get you a free steak every now and then. I mean, not be a literal steak, but now it might be a blessing along the way. Amen. But I'm glad all things is in His hands, and I'm glad, amen, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Ain't you glad this morning, amen, this world is not your home? I'm glad it's prepared, amen, a place for me and you. Amen. He said, if I'm going to prepare a place, He said, I'll come again and receive you, amen, unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'll say this, and I'm going to give it up. Amen. We was talking about my cousin Darrell. I preached about him. Janet read, amen, his letter that he had written down, amen, just three or four months before he had passed away. And it's written down. We've all got a copy of it. But he had laid on his couch, and he got up and he told his wife, he said, you know, he said, Don said, I've had a dream. He said, no. He said, it's been a vision. Amen. And I've heard this before. Amen, about things. But he said, I was standing at a window and said, I seen John the Revelator. Amen, come. And said, he began to talk with me. And he said, and I was understanding what he said. We was talking, but he said, our lips wasn't moving. He said, we wouldn't talk from our mouth. We was talking heart to heart. And he said, I began to talk with him. And we began to talk. He said, I've often wondered how you could praise God all the time. He said, but the joy that I had, the joy I was feeling, the joy I was experiencing in that, he said, I realized, he's got it written down, you can earnestly worship God all the time. Amen. In joy. Amen. This morning. And he woke up, told his wife, he said, now I don't know what's going to happen. Amen. He said, but I know, amen, that I'm ready to go. Amen. And he told her a few things. Amen. There was something ever happened to him. And of course, something did. Amen. He died at a young age. But I tell you this morning, amen, God is real today. Amen. And we've got a heaven to gain. We can worship the Lord. Amen. And I mean, all the time. And it'll be something, you know, to be there, amen, without anything of prominence, amen, without anything to worry about getting sick, amen, worry about getting, amen, the flu, worry about getting, amen, COVID, amen. A lot of worry about all kinds of things, but I'm glad this morning all them things be passed away today. But I'm glad today that, amen, that he's prepared a better place this morning, amen. We're in wealth, Christ. This world has been corrupted. Sin's corrupted. Amen. The devil corrupted. Amen. But that place, the Bible says, He might be new heavens and a new earth this morning. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Amen. We go forward in prayer. Lord, we just thank you this morning for your goodness. And we thank you, Father, for the hope of thy salvation. We thank you, Lord, that you've gone to prepare a place for them that love you, Lord, and those that hold to you and trust you. And God, we just pray that, Lord, that you'd help us to be as lights, Lord, amongst the lost, amongst the world. God, that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Lord, we just pray, God, to always be about your business this morning, Lord. And Father, we just ask today, Lord, that you just save that which is lost. Help us to reach it before it's everlasting too late. And God, we'll thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let's stand. Amen. Ask Brother Don if you would like to get us a song ready. Amen. I'm giving you what the Lord has, amen, put on my heart. Being a pilgrim, amen, in a strange land. I read there, and I've not read the book, but John Bunyan wrote a book back in the 1600s called The Pilgrim's Progress. I'd like to read that sometime, but I've not read it. But there's a progress as pilgrims that we make. Amen. It's allowed to move us around. But a pilgrim, amen, realizes, amen, this place is not their home this morning. Amen. This world is not their home. Amen. What we're saying, is anyone here this morning, maybe you're not ready, maybe you've not made that decision. Amen. You've got to make that decision in your heart. Amen. Before you can go to heaven, amen, you've got to call on the Lord, amen, to be saved. And the Bible says he made a place for us.
This world is not my home.